rebound. Israelson, this one is back in and good. Israelson with four of Cassidy's 7 points, and it's stolen by Horvath on the putback. Cassidy with a three-point lead, largest of the night. And Horvath resets the half-court set. 7-4, Cassidy leads. Hardwick feeds it to Israelson in the right block. He goes up for the slam, two-handed, and he's fouling the way up. Dunk is no good. Regardless, Coral Israelson joining the line for two. Give me the foul against Vanek. Their first. And the foul is against Will Sutton, his first. Brian Brown, what's the feel on the sidelines over there?
Both teams are ready to go. They're a little slow at start because I think they got to get the nerves out of their system. But once this first quarter, I'm guessing, is over with, they expect both teams to be flying full cylinder.
As the free throw goes, air ball for Cole Israelson, his second one. Actually missed both of them. So 0 for 2 for Cole Israelson from the free throw line. John Mooney, you said it on commercial. The Achilles heel of this Kansas City team is from the free throw line.
Israelson does about 54% from the foul line, and that's not going to really cut it. But I think Ryan is really right. There is a little bit of a bit of jitters right now.
As Vanek, with good ball movement, it's tipped out of bounds by Kansas City defender, and Vanek will get it underneath their own hoop on the left side of the radio. Kansas City leads 7-4 when we're halfway through the first quarter at the 4-minute mark. Braden. Into Will Sutton for the jump shot inside the free throw line. No good. Rebound, Israelson. And he rips this one away from any defender near him. Cody Orban with the transition pass over to Dickinson, left wing. Back over to Orban on the right wing. He's already hit an NBA three tonight, giving Cassidy a three-point lead. Dickinson, top of the key, over to Perry. Feed into Israelson down at the left block. He misses this one, and it gets stripped away by Mac Kramer when he brought the ball down below his waist. And they say Kramer actually stepped out of bounds with the ball on the putback. And it's Cassidy ball right in front of their student section on the right side of the radio, near side.
Cole Israelson's not getting too much room down there. The FedEx Hatch defense is doubling down on him really quick.
And Cassidy goes over Canarian into Perry in the right block. And actually Canarian somehow gets the block on it. And now they say out of bounds on the loose ball. Out of bounds by Perry. Gives the ball back to FedEx. Kind of a strange possession there for both teams.
That's to say the least. But, you know, Orban is not getting much room. Ben Braden is just on him like you wouldn't believe.
It's 7-4. Cassidy still leads by three. As Vanek has the ball, Matt Kramer dribbling in and brings back out to the left elbow. Now top of the key, Ben Braden now at the left wing. Back to Kramer, top of the key, drives down the baseline. Goes up for the finger roll from the right side. This one's off the mark. Rebound by Israelson. Here comes Cassidy into the hands of Orban. Across the timeline, left to right across the radio. Spins at the elbow. Goes down to the baseline for the layup. No good. Rebound by Will Sutton of Vanek. We've seen Vanek stick with a lot of teams through three quarters, but get tired legs in the fourth. As Ben Braden's jump shot from the baseline on the right side. No good. Rebound Cassidy. Here comes Hardwick. Down to Orban, top of the key against Braden. Vanek coming out in a man-to-man defense. Jacob Perry, right elbow against Canarian. Into Israelson, right block, and up. Vanek swarms to the ball, and Matt Kramer's out wide open in front. Goes up to the layup, and he is blocked by Dickinson. A good heads-up play there on the Cassidy defense. And now we have the first substitution on the night. And it is number 5 for Cassidy, Lucas Schenk. He replaces Dickinson.
But both teams seem to be in a bit of a hurry right now in the early going.
I think the last popcorn is available at the concession stand if someone wants to get it. As Vanek throws the ball right out of bounds on the inbound, and Kansas City will get it on the near side of the radio. Kansas City's lead 7-4. No team has scored in the past 3 minutes. 2:15 left in the first. Kansas City with the lead at 3. Perry at the right wing, over to left wing to Orban for three. No. Rebound. Number 12, Matt Kramer, the shortest man on the court for Vanek, brings it in. 2 minutes to play. Down to Will Sutton at the right block. Goes up for the layup. This one's no good. Israelson was all over him. Vanek gets the offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Matt Kramer for three. This was an air ball. Out to Canarian from the right wing for three. This one's off the mark. Still loose. And Ben Braden brings in the rebound. Three straight offensive rebounds for Vanek. Ben Braden with the 18-footer from the top of the key. No good. And now we have a whistle. Going to be a foul against Vanek. on the rebound going against Cole Israel. Sinton was hammered on that one.
FedEx has two field goals, and that is right from the paint area. They're making layups, and they're shooting 1, 2, 3, 4 from the outside. It's just not hitting anything.
Tyler Labor, Nick Flannery, and Austin Trammell all check in for FedEx. Will Sutton stays in, but Tanner Krug sits down, as well as Matt Kramer and Ben Britton. All three are out of breath. Orbit, top of the key, leading by three with 90 seconds left in the first quarter. Into Israel Sin on a give and go. On the pick and roll is good. Cole Israelson with 6 points. Cass City's nine. It's 9-4. Cass City's largest lead of the night. Number 25, Flannery. Labor goes right down for the layup, and it's blocked by Israelson and brought in by Harwick. Here comes Cass City. Minute 5 left in the first. 9-4. Cass City leads. Shank feeds it into Israelson after a pass from Perry. It's still wide open. Orbit had it for a second. Harwick takes the three from the right wing. This one's in and out. Still loose. Israelson has bouncing it all over the place, and now it's still loose on the floor at the right wing. Israelson's on the floor. Orbit has it. 45 seconds left. Top of the key to Shank. Resets the offense. Dribbling to his left. To the left wing. Being guarded by Will Sutton. Back up to the top to Perry. Israelson's calling for it. They go into the double team, and Bad Axe steals it. Tyler Labor with the carry. He really didn't have a handle on it, but he's bringing it up, carried the ball, and it's a turnover for Bad Axe. Gives the ball right back to the maroon jersey of Cass City. 30.7 seconds left in the first quarter, and we've had a high-intensity game here, but only 13 points scored between the two teams. 33. Brandon Messing checks in for Bad Axe, replaces Will Sutton. Israelson also sits down. He's out of breath. So out there for Cass City right now is number 2, Cody Orban. Number 4, Colin Harwick. Number 5, Lucas Shank. Number 11, Jacob Perry. And number 21, Jacob Hacker. 22 seconds left. Orban trying to go for the last shot. He has a 5-second call against him. And there he goes. And he's called with a 5-second timeout. Aaron Fernald can't believe it. And now we have a timeout called by Jim Quinn of Bad Axe. It's a 30-second timeout. It's Cassidy 9, Bad Axe 4.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Seconds left in the first quarter, 9-4. Bad Axe with the ball, trailing by 5. And it's a double dribble against number 22 of Bad Axe. Nick Flannery turns the ball over with 9.6 seconds left in the first quarter. Cass City leading by 5 at the largest of the night. We've had 3 lead changes in one tie in this game already. Cody Orbit against Flannery. Going to his left wing, 4 seconds left. Top of the key, over to the right wing. Back to Harwick for NBA 3. This one's no good. And we have reached the end of the first quarter. Cass City leads 9-4 over the Bad Axe Hatchet. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
The future is here. Thumb Cellular has launched the latest, fastest 4G service in the United States. It's 10 times faster than 3G will ever be. Get on a network like you've never experienced before. You now have access to 19 sites throughout the thumb. You also have access to Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide, with more coverage than all other networks combined.
I give you the future.
Thumb Cellular has a selection of devices that work with the 4G service, such as the Motorola Razr Max, Novatel Wireless USB Modem, and the Novatel Wireless MiFi Hotspot. For more information, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Prepare yourself for a 4G invasion with Thumb Cellular. The future of wireless is here.